This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For most of her life, Mission Hutchings wanted to be a mom as well as her children's teacher, exposing them to a wider variety of learning opportunities. Homeschooled by her own mother, she's now continuing the tradition, homeschooling her four children and through the Facebook group Halliburton Homeschoolers, supporting other parents who are doing the same.
So I grew up being homeschooled. I went to 2 months of grade one at Archie Stouffer, and then my mom pulled me and my sister out, and because she just wanted to spend more time with us. She saw that we were really tired and that she never got to see us, and she wanted to spend more time with us, and she was a stay-at-home mom. So she, in the land of no real internet, like I know there was like internet, but it wasn't like it is now. So like she didn't know anybody else homeschooling, but she still pulled us out, and she just kind of was like winging it and taught us. Me and my sister at home were 18 months apart. I just loved being homeschooled. I grew up in the woods outside Minden, and she taught more traditionally to the school program than I even teach now. And I think that's due to I saw how that played out, and it was all positive, but I wanted to go a step further into how I approach homeschooling. But she did book work mixed with so many things that were hands-on. She instilled the love of learning and how to learn, and that's what I want to teach my kids, how to learn.
According to Statistics Canada, homeschooling has existed for hundreds of years, gaining greater acceptance in the 1970s. It surged in popularity during and after the COVID-19 pandemic, with now an estimated 85,000 or 3.9% of school-aged children homeschooled in 2021, compared to 40,000 the previous school year. Factors like the desire for more personalized learning experiences, the quality of traditional schooling, and the flexibility offered have contributed to the rise in homeschooling. Minimal legal standards exist, but parents who wish to do so must send a letter of intent to their school board prior to the beginning of each school year. Hutchings says the pros greatly outnumber any cons, and that the homeschooling stigma is slowly disappearing.
I think that homeschooling can provide a lot of things for kids, either short-term or long-term. So for us, I chose to homeschool instead of public school because I love spending time with my kids. I always knew that I wanted to be a mom and homeschool my children. I didn't necessarily think before I would homeschool the way that I am now, but I'm loving the way that I'm homeschooling now. I think that homeschooling can provide customization for every family. Like my sister, for instance, she travels the world with their children most of the time in the winter and in the fall and during black fly season. They utilize homeschooling 100% for them. I have a farm. I never leave. So it's very different for each family, but it's like you can customize it and you can bring the resources with you. You can bring minimal things with you on a plane, or sometimes they go off in their camper and they homeschool their children. For me and my homeschooling, I knew that I didn't want them in public school because I wanted to be with them. I wanted to spend time with my kids. I wanted them to have an education very similar to how I grew up because I saw all of the benefits that came with it and all of the opportunities that I had growing up. And something I feel like you are going to bring this up, so I'll just bring it up now. The myth behind socialization is a myth that's been debunked, but it's still such a taboo thing that people still, who don't know, they still think that homeschooled kids are literally at home and never leave home. But when really, my homeschooled kids, at least for me and the people that I know, they're doing life with me. So we're running the errands. I'm an entrepreneur, so I do have to go to certain places, to job sites and to different things, and they're coming with me. And obviously as a homeschool parent, I'm taking advantage of the fact that they're with me in the grocery store, they're with me at the bank. Like just the other day, I had to buy new shoes for my one child. So I actually made her go up to the teller with the money, the cash in hand, and I told her like she needs to know what money she's to get back and change. She needs to be polite. She needs to say full sentences, all the things. And she went and did it, and she's four. So she didn't actually know the change she was getting back, but I stayed back and she went up there and I said, you need to use a loud voice and you need to go up there. And she did the full transaction. And at the end, she asked if she could keep all the change, which I thought that was hilarious.
Within the Halliburton Homeschoolers group, many parents share the teaching responsibilities. Depending on their interests, talents, skills, and passions, some parents step forward to teach the homeschooled kids en masse, while other parents collaborate providing snacks or transportation. It's something the homeschooling parents can opt in or out of as they choose. Each year, the parents get group discounts at places like the Forest School and Sir Sam's that enrich by-the-book lessons with more hands-on learning. Hutchins says the freedom to teach whatever they want and the smaller ratio of homeschooling parents to students allows for more immersive learning experiences.
People are really trying to adapt, I think, in this community too. We're so rural. Everywhere to drive is at least 20 minutes, and if not an hour. And so parents are really trying to come together so that we can continue to provide our kids with this different form of education that is proving to be so beneficial. You can just do whatever you want. Like, there's no regulation. And I know for some people that might be like, oh, that's concerning. But I really honestly think if you are thinking as a parent, I want to homeschool my child, you are going to provide them with learning opportunities and opportunities to grow, and you want to see success in your child. So I'm not going to say it's not happening, but I think for most kids who are not in school and are being homeschooled, it's a positive thing.
The Halliburton Homeschoolers recently held a book sale to help parents purchase teaching resources, including textbooks and other materials. Hutchins hopes to connect with parents interested in homeschooling their children and encourages them to reach out to the Halliburton Homeschoolers group on Facebook.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.